This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Number of new voters increasing significantly following start of voter registration using national identity card. Prime Minister Sushila Karki highlights democratic progress, Gen Z movement and strong Nepal-Australia ties. Newly appointed Madhya Province Chief Minister Saroj Kumar Yadav invites agitating parties for dialogue as situation heads towards confrontation. And thousands march outside COP30 in Brazil demanding action to protect the Amazon. Now the news in detail. The number of new voters has started increasing significantly after the start of voter registration using national identity card. The Election Commission has made arrangements to provide biometric details using national identity cards from November 13 to manage the pressure of voter registration. The Commission is carrying voter registration and update work targeting the upcoming election to the House of Representatives scheduled for the 5th of March. According to Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattrai, 50,217 men voters, 30,235 women and four others have registered themselves using national identity cards as of November the 15th. With this, the number of newly registered voters has reached 281,129 since the election was announced. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has said that Nepal is moving progressively along its democratic path, especially after the recent Gen Z movement, which she described as a clear demand from youths for accountable and corruption-free governance. Addressing an event in Kathmandu yesterday marking the 65th anniversary of Nepal-Australia relations, the Prime Minister said her government is committed to these goals and is preparing for the next House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5, 2026. The Prime Minister praised the long-standing friendship between Nepal and Australia, noting that the partnership has expanded across education, trade, development and culture. She said Australian support in sectors such as health, governance, rural development and disaster management has significantly contributed to Nepal's progress. Prime Minister Karki also highlighted the increasing number of Nepali students pursuing higher education in Australia and the growing trade and investment opportunities between the two countries. She further stated that Nepal aims to graduate from the least developed country category in 2026 and thanked the Australian government for its continued assistance towards achieving this national goal. Newly appointed Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Saroj Kumar Yadav, has invited the agitating parties in the province for a dialogue. Addressing the people of the province yesterday, Chief Minister Yadav pointed out the need to stop the agitation and move forward with collaboration and coordination as the solution to every problem comes through dialogue, talks and consensus. Stating that the Madhya-based parties have no agenda, Chief Minister Yadav urged everyone to abandon the agitation and come to talks as the situation has headed towards a confrontation. The Chief Minister said that he would accept the Supreme Court's decision and added that he has always been in favor of the Constitution and federalism. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagdish Kharel has said that the environment has been created for the upcoming election to the House of Representatives scheduled for the 5th of March. During a program organized by the Federation of Nepali Journalists South Korea chapter, the minister assured that the election will be held successfully in an impartial and fearless environment. According to him, building an election-friendly atmosphere is a shared responsibility of the government and the political parties. Meanwhile, the minister has returned home yesterday after attending the 11th Global ICT Leadership Forum in Seoul of South Korea. Chinese ambassador to Nepal Chen Song has expressed the commitment of China to provide every possible support to the Nepal government for the successful completion of the general elections slated for March 5th in 2026. During an interaction with the heads and editors of mainstream media, the Chinese ambassador expressed satisfaction over the progress in bilateral cooperation projects. He also stated that there has also been significant progress of projects under the Belt and Road Initiative, reiterating that China's desire is for Nepal's political stability, development and prosperity. He stated that China is working closely with the interim government. The Chinese ambassador stated that five-year plan recently unveiled by China, while opening doors for economic development for all neighbors, including Nepal, has been formulated according to Nepal's requirement. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has increased the fuel prices effective from midnight yesterday. A meeting of the NOC Board of Directors held yesterday decided to hike fuel prices. According to the NOC, the prices of diesel and kerosene were increased by Rs. 3 per litre, while the cost of petrol was increased by Rs. 2 per litre. The NOC stated that the decision for the rate adjustment was made as the fuel prices were hiked in the new supplies to the NOC from the Indian Oil Corporation. The Hong Kong government has abolished the transit visa that it issued for Nepali passport bearers traveling from Nepal through Hong Kong to other countries and from other countries to Nepal on the condition that they remain within the transit area. The Consulate General of Nepal in Hong Kong has stated that the government of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region of China has made this provision effective from yesterday, the 15th of November. The Consulate General of Nepal, through a press release on Friday, stated that due to continuous diplomatic efforts and requests, the government of China's Special Administrative Region Hong Kong has implemented this arrangement. Now, a sports update. The Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has said all preparations have been completed for the second season of the Nepal Premier League. The franchise-based 20 league will commence on Monday, November the 17th and will conclude on 13th of December. According to CAN General Secretary Paras Kharka, the team that wins the league will receive a cash prize of 11 million rupees. The Janakpur Balls had clinched the title in the first edition. A total of 8 franchise-based teams are competing in the league. The Janakpur Balls and the Kathmandu Gorkhas will face each other in the opening match of the league, which will be held at the Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Thousands of climate protesters marched to the gates of the COP30 climate summit in Belém, Brazil, demanding urgent action to protect the Amazon and phase out fossil fuels. According to the BBC, demonstrators carried giant coffins labeled oil, coal and gas, while indigenous groups held signs reading "The answer is us" and called for legal ownership of their lands. This is the first COP since 2021 where public protests have been allowed. Indigenous communities, youth groups and activists from around the world joined the march, highlighting concerns over deforestation, land rights and resource extraction. Many indigenous groups say their voices are still not being heard despite the summit being dubbed the Indigenous People's COP. Inside the negotiations, nearly 200 countries continue talks where delegates are pushing for a global strategy to move away from fossil fuels. Brazil, hosting the summit, has promised concrete steps to implement long-standing climate pledges. COP30 talks will continue into next week. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in rest of the parts of the country today. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, there is no any significant effect of weather system across the country at the moment. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Number of new voters increasing significantly following start of voter registration using National Identity Card. Prime Minister Sushila Karki highlights democratic progress, Gen Z movement and strong Nepal-Australia ties. Newly appointed Madhya Province Chief Minister Saroj Kumar Yadav invites agitating parties for dialogue as situation heads towards confrontation. And thousands march outside COP30 in Brazil demanding action to protect the Amazon. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.